The images of polar bears nearly stranded on cracking glaciers or effects of climate change on indigenous communities aren't hard to find. And some of those photographs from around the world have been taken by Christina Mittermeier. The Mexican-born photographer and marine biologist is the co-founder of Sea Legacy, a nonprofit dedicated to preserving the ocean. And she is the latest speaker in the National Geographic Live series at Mesa Arts Center. Her presentation tonight is Standing at Water's Edge, and she is with me. Christina, let's begin with your Sea Legacy project. How did that get started, and what are your goals with it?
Sea Legacy started because Paul Nicklin, my partner, and I recognized that there's incredible, rapid changes happening in the ocean, and we see it every day because we're out there every day, and we were realizing that not enough is being done. When you understand the ocean a little bit, you know that it is our life support system, and even if you live in the desert and you never go to the beach, every second breath you take comes from the sea, and this has to be a living sea. It is the plankton that produces the oxygen. So with climate change and with overfishing, rapid development of the ocean, a lot of pollution, it is becoming a compromised life support system. Mm-hmm. And with Sea Legacy, we wanted to use our abilities as storytellers, our abilities as photographers and communicators to try to get people excited about being ocean citizens. You know, I often think that if we saw a spaceship landing on Earth today, they would look down on our planet and they would absolutely say, this is an ocean planet and all of you are ocean creatures.
Yeah.
And somehow we don't recognize ourselves as such.
So how dramatic has the change been over the past couple of decades, let's say, as you've taken photographs around the world? Has it become that much starker in just that short amount of time?
Absolutely. So first of all, 50% of all the coral reefs are gone. So when you dive today in a coral reef, mostly you see rubble. 80% of our fisheries are either collapsed or on the verge of collapse. And yet we continue mining them as if they were an infinite resource.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what climate change is doing to the polar regions, we've already lost half of the ice in the Arctic. We were working on an assignment for National Geographic 5 or 6 years ago on a phenomenon called the blob. It was a very warm body of water that extended from Southern California all the way to Alaska. Mm-hmm. In some places, the water was 7 degrees warmer than it should have been. And the job that we had was to photograph animals that were dying from paralytic shell poisoning because of toxins in the water.
Wow.
A lot of the invertebrates were dying of viral diseases that were, being fostered by warmer temperatures. Dead marine mammals, orcas, sea lions, you name it. It was pretty devastating. And I remember being in a dive in Puget Sound where we were photographing wolf eels that were suffocating because there was no oxygen in the water. And I couldn't do it. I floated to the surface and I thought, we have to do something.
So your background is incredible to me because of your science background and then moving on. And not to say these are so dramatically different, but to go from what you learned as a scientist and then apply it to your work basically as an artist, as a photographer. Can you talk about how those intersect and how those came together for you?
Yeah. So I'm a marine biologist. I'm actually a biochemical engineer. And I went to university in Guaymas, Sonora, just about 6 hours from here.
Okay.
I wanted to use science to share with the world just how desperate the situation in the oceans is. Like, we kill 100,000 dolphins every year around the world, mostly for bait. I mean, these are horrific numbers that we are very unaware of. But I realized that people are not interested in data. You know, when you share tables and data sheets, people just glaze over.
Yeah.
And it became apparent to me that the environmental movement had a very steep entry point price. If you don't know enough about a subject, you don't want to talk about it. So photography became a very democratic way of inviting people into a conversation that matters to everyone. Because we're all photographers. We all today especially have a device in our hands that allows us to share the world in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all feel a lot more comfortable talking about these important issues.
Do you have a couple of images that come to mind for you that illustrate best for you what you have seen that really capture both what we're talking about, but also that really hit you in the gut?
Yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday because it's a very important anniversary. National Geographic, our Instagram account, just reached 100 million followers.
Wow.
And they wrote all of the photographers to ask us to post our most popular picture. And mine is sadly a picture of a starving polar bear that I made about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And the polar bear, I don't know why it was dying because we don't have any forensics, but I put it on the internet and it went viral. And people, they attach their own story, their own fear, their own anxiety over climate change to that picture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it became a very interesting moment in 2017 when the world stopped for a moment to think about the effects of climate change.
Do you ever feel like you're, not to have a pun here, do you ever feel like you're swimming upstream in this effort? Because the data, people's eyes glaze over. You have to have photos. But I wonder sometimes if the feeling for you is, you know, we're going to keep pushing at this, obviously, mm-hmm. but sometimes you just sort of want to bang your head against a wall.
You know, less so more than before. I feel like there's a real citizen awareness now. And I am so hopeful because it doesn't matter where I go. There's thousands of us out there who, first of all, are really concerned about our children, about the future that awaits us. Mm. And people don't want to be activated. You know, they want to be part of a solution. They want to do the right thing. And all they're asking is how? How do I make it better today?
I was thinking about how much the ocean affects all of us. You mentioned how this is an ocean planet if the aliens came down. Do you have that sort of same spiritual sense that a lot of us do? Because as someone who's working at this and you have this mission, for some of us who just go to San Diego for a weekend, it's just about, wow, this just feels fantastic. Do you still have that same dynamic even as you're doing all this work?
Yeah, you know, and most of my work has been with indigenous communities around the world. And even when indigenous people have become more Western in the way that they dress or live, mm-hmm. that sacred ecology, the attachment and the mysticism of nature is something that is intrinsic to all human beings. And all you need to do to feel better is step onto a trail and go for a small walk, and you feel like you're reconnected to your mothership, which is our beautiful planet, right? And it's not a hippie thing at all. It's actually rooted in neuroscience, and it's good for you to be out in nature.
Marine biologist and photographer Christina Mittermeier. She is at the Mesa Arts Center tonight at 7:30 as part of the National Geographic Speaker Series. Her presentation is called Standing at Water's Edge. Christina, great to meet you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.